Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. All right, so excited today to bring to you a new leading voice, Carrie Campbell. Carrie comes to us as a coach, as a leader, and someone who in the beginning at 4 years old knew she was going to change the world. So I just want to say thank you for joining us and for being on the podcast, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Well, you've got such a diverse background, such a diverse experience. You come from leadership from like a 360 view, right? Like you see it from the inside, from the outside. And so I'm really excited for you to share with our listeners, what does it mean to you to be a leader?
That's such a good question. And I think it's such a great question in this day and age, even more than ever, especially as we're seeing, we're seeing this world saturated right now with people who are claiming leadership status as influencers, for example, right. And I'm not taking a shot at influencers, I promise, but we're seeing people claim leadership status without potentially having the rights to be claiming that status. Because I think that leadership really, I think it comes with a great deal of responsibility, you know? So for me, what it means to be a leader, this is such a big question. I'm trying to figure out how to like put it into a section of a response. So the first thing for me in terms of what it means to be a leader is to make sure that I'm leading from a place of practice myself. Right. I really, really, really firmly believe that if I'm going to be a voice to the world and a voice to women about anything, I need to be actually practicing that and implementing it in my own life. If I really, really believe that the practice what you teach, practice what you preach principle. And just the other day, my marketing director was saying to me that she goes, you know, it's so amazing to me how you actually implement the tools that men teach with it. Like, it's just so really, she's like, you're a master at it. And I'm like, well, that's because I spent countless hours practicing it, right? So yeah. I think as a leader, that's inherently important, especially in the coaching space, right? For me, in the coaching space, I think it stands above all else. So I think that's a first thing. The second thing for me as a leader, what it means is to be very clear on my own core values and my own integrity so that I can make sure that I am standing in those and really trying to put that out there to the world and not getting off balance and off kilter with those core values, which I guess comes back around kind of full circle a little bit back to the beginning of practicing what you teach. For me, I think that the growth of myself and the understanding of myself is the very most important thing to be a leader, because I need to understand what my drivers are. I understand what my thought processes are. Where am I leading from? Am I leading from a place of ego, or am I leading from a place of service? And anybody who sits out there and says like, oh no, I never had an ego, it's a bunch of BS. We all have ego. We all have moments of time where we're gonna fall to that level. And I think being able to humbly, honestly look at ourselves and own that space as a leader is unbelievably important. So for me, I think leadership really starts with self, and then it emanates out from there. So that's probably how to like get into like a shorter version of what I can talk about probably for an hour. That's what I'd be saying.
Right. Yeah, we don't have enough time to cover this topic for sure, because we could literally talk about it for days. But I love that you brought up the point, though, about the differentiation between an influencer and a leader, because there are a lot of coaches that have popped up in the last 4 years with the evolution after COVID and what happened with jobs and people coming onto the online space coaching and influencing and leading from that place of authenticity, leading yourself first, leading by example, all the things that you just said are so critically important in my opinion, to truly be a leader, where you're not just doing something to be seen, but doing something to be an impact, doing something to elicit change, doing something to truly serve. And I think that you brought up such a great point, because for those that are in leadership positions, it can get really, there's a gray area there where am I just doing this for me, or am I doing this for a bigger purpose?
Oh, yeah. You just pulled out my soapbox.
Yeah.
This one's on the box. So you just like pulled it right out. Gosh. I'm going to get up on it right now.
Sorry. Could you tell us one for me?
Yeah. No, it's a huge thorn in my side. Mm. You know, I've been in the industry for 25 years. The first 10 years practicing as a clinical counselor, the last, 15 years before. So I have a performance coach. And so it's a huge story on my side. I think over the last 10 years, I started to see this presence of online coaches. It's increasing and increasing and it's increasing. And you're right, in the last 4 years in particular, when COVID, like, everybody's trying to make money online being a coach. And it makes me like my blood curdle. Because, I would say, I just finished saying this on another interview that I was on, that, you're a coach first, you make money second. Right. And it doesn't mean I'd be grabbing money as a coach, because I made lots of money as a coach. I'm fully transparent about that. But I was born a coach. I was born a leader. And I become more of that. And, I think when we start seeing on Facebook and social media, you want to start getting paid high paying tickets as a coach for $10,000. And then I think what they think is we're catering to the lowest common denominator. And we're not catering to people who actually really want to be creating change. They're mm-hmm. they're trying to see an inherent need for themselves. And if it was maybe any other industry, I'd be okay with it. Maybe. But the problem for me is that you're playing with people's lives in your heads.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really big thing for me. And so, and then kind of just to bring it full circle on that, in terms of leadership, and I kind of to put leadership and expertise in the same kind of bucket that we were talking about influencers, And I've been very bold about this in the last couple of months for myself. I'm on this massive trajectory of what I'm creating in my own brand and where I'm going. And we'll tell everybody that my intention is to be this female Tony Robbins. I have a chart who knows. I'm a little Tony Robbins now. And I can say that, though, not because I woke up one day and decided I wanted to be famous. I can say that because I've got 25 years of experience. I'm an expert in my industry through practice and practice and practice and practice and practice, a lot of failure. And so I think what we're seeing in the industry right now as leaders is that people are trying to shortcut leadership. Uh-huh. And you can't shortcut leadership. Leadership is not an algorithm, right? Leadership is not like push this button and squirt this button, and now you have all the attributes what it is to be a leader. And I think that we have to be I've seen a lot in the industry where people are becoming more and more skeptical of coaches. And so they should be. Right? Why wouldn't you be? So I think that it's an interesting time in the world of leadership, for sure.
Yeah. And I love the point that you brought up, though, about, you said so many things and I'm like, mic drop. But just this evolution of leadership that comes from, we don't necessarily, some of us are inherently born with leadership traits, but you don't have all of the tools. You learn those over time. It's not something you can just go take a 3-hour course on, and now you're a coach and a leader. And, the best coaches teach from a place of skills, a place of experience and knowledge, and all of the things that you can pick up, the book knowledge and the things that you can learn. But just that authentic place of true leadership comes from that tenured experience. Learning and learning what to not to do as much as learning what to do. Oh girl, soapbox for me as well. So, how is it though for you? Cause you work with some high profile people, athletes. I mean, you're partnered in business with some big names that we won't mention, but I know that you're doing some big stuff and it's all heart centered, right? It's got this huge purpose behind it. But you're in a space where, as a woman, And as a woman who's gorgeous and does all the body, you know, the bodybuilding and the pageants and all the things that you do, could be seen as, I don't want to say less than, but men have a tendency they want to save you, right? Like there's this inherent hero thing about men that they want to come in, they want to help and fix and meet that need. So as a leader in that space, as a woman, what do you see your biggest challenges are?
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting answer.
I am really curious to see what you say.
I don't see a challenge. And I think that's why I don't have challenges. I never have. I have never positioned the story for myself. And I'm being very cynical in this conversation because there are women who have experienced, you know, it is to be with help, you know, whatever, from those situations. I refuse to see it as a challenge. I refuse to enter it into my mind as a consideration. And therefore, if it ever presented itself to me, I would have never noticed it. So it's never shocked me. It's never shocked me. Like, I have walked into rows with some incredibly high-profile celebrities who are male, who are world-known, and I walk in with my head held high. I know my stuff. I know who I am. Don't even give space to consider it. Now, and again, I'm really, really prefacing this because I don't want any ladies listening to this, like, who've experienced, you know, anything with regards to the male masculine feminine stuff, to feel like I'm sitting here ignoring the situation. I'm not. But my key to success in that has literally been considering it as a challenge. I know who I am. I stand in myself. Mm-hmm. I walk confidently and don't give the opportunity for any male to look at it any other way.
I freaking love that so much. So there's a lesson here. And this can be applied to any challenge, right? If you're looking for something to go wrong, you'll find it, right? So you're not giving that even an opportunity to be a challenge. So it just never is. It's always going to present itself as something else that you're just like, it's done. It's taken care of. So I love that so much. That is the mindset hack, I think, that so many people are missing or so many people are skipping because we're stuck in the story that we make everything about, me included. I will throw myself under that bus first, the bus that I just laid out in front of everybody listening. But it's true, though. We come in already believing something. So what, in your experience and the people that you coach, because I'm sure some of them are going to have it, what do you tell them? I mean, it's easy to say, just don't look for the problem, but how is there something that you can preface to unlearn this habit of seeing and lurking, looking for?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a loaded question because there is a lot to that, right? Unlearning unconscious narratives and biases is literally what I do for a living. So it's a big question. But there's two things. I'll summarize it actually in two things. One of them is like a little catchphrase that I use all the time. The story you tell is the truth you know, right? And so whatever story you're spinning is the story that's going to become your reality. Like, it's just a game. Like, we are boss need our actions. And then part and parcel to that one goes, talk to yourself more than you listen to yourself, right? If you're listening to the chatter and the chatter is not helping you, tell yourself a different story and start talking. So that's probably one nugget. The other nugget really comes down to identity. I think that many people need to harness their identities better and like really understand who they are and who they're creating and have this visual representation of themselves and their identity. And that's a whole, like, I have a whole life tour that's literally built around identity shifting. So like being able to know who you are, step into that person, walk into that room, own that room, And imagine it and visualize it, just like an Olympian is about to take off the diving board, right? They visualize that dive over and over and over again. We need to do the same thing for every situation we're stepping into where we may be feeling uncertainty. Like, I imagine everything in my life. I visualize everything in my life. It's a constant thought process for me. There is not really much space in my mind for worry or negative thinking. I've conditioned it that way. But I imagine, what am I doing? What am I creating? Where am I going? What's this podcast going to be like? What's that podcast going to be like? And because of that, coupled with my identity, I'm able to step in and be ready to be in these experiences.
Ah, so good. Okay, so for people that are hearing this and like, oh my God, I need more carry in my life. Like, I need that. How do they find you? Where do they get in touch with you? And what's the best way, or what is something that you have coming up that they can work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the easiest way we can get everything would be on Instagram. Isn't it funny that that's the case nowadays? So carry_underscore_UWP, which you'll find on that. I'm sure it'll be posted with it somewhere. And on there, you actually have a link to my stand store, which has, you know, it has access to my book that I wrote, People Please It Doesn't Kill Me. I have a digital toolbox that gives you 7 different mindset tools that can help you own your mindset and unleash that unstoppable mindset, as well as community information and serves my Unstoppable Woman Project. But then upcoming, which I'm very excited about, October 5th and October 19th. So October 5th in Montreal, Canada, and October 19th in Phoenix, Arizona. With a date coming for November, I'm hosting my next Her Identity Wildly Immersive Experience, which is a full day immersive experience where I walk people through my Her Identity Code and putting it to go through the transformation of releasing from their past identity in order to create their future identity of what they want and how they want to step into that. So those are probably the best places to go.
I love it. So Carrie and her husband, Brian, coach together, and they are in Phoenix. So if you're in the Phoenix area, you know, obviously you're closer than anybody else, but it sounds like this is going to be amazing. So when is the Phoenix in October?
Phoenix is about...
Okay, sweet. So I love it. Going to go check it out myself. So I may see you guys there because this sounds amazing.
Wonderful.
I am all about it. Carrie and I met at another mastermind. And Speakeasy Mastermind. And so I am just always looking for, you know, learning more, connecting more, tapping into all of the resources around us. So thank you so much for sharing all of this, for pouring your heart and soul into all that you do. And for you and Brian, just continue leading, serving, and making a difference, because you guys are rocking it and doing amazing stuff. I'm so appreciative.
Thank you so much.
Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So, just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So, use VIP2024. As a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.